The Gemara Mesachim, that Kuf Ches Munav says, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Nashim Chayovas Ba'arba Koises, Sha'af Hen Ayub Oisanes. Says Rashi, B'schar Nashim Tzidkoniyos Sha'Oisador, Nigalu. That's the Gemara in Saita. Since the Maral always taught us that Dvarim Gdoilim Einam V'mikra, things do not happen as a coincidence, what's the Oimek that Geulas Mitzrayim has to be done, came about through Nashim Tzidkoniyos, which has a halachic manifestation that they're chayiv and abra kaisis? Why did it have to be done that way? That's question number one. As we see in letter Bet, women every morning make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, She'asani Kirtzono. The Taz on the spot says, Masha Anoshi Mevarchot She'asani Kirtzono, the bracha zu Eina Bagmara, She'esh Maila Bebriya Se'isha, Alken Shapur Chayevesi Lavarach Al Maila Shala. Meaning, when a woman saying every morning the bracha She'asani Kirtzono, she is expressing her virtue. Now that has to be understood, which virtue is being expressed when Aisha is saying She'asani Kirtzono? What is she coming to emphasize? That she was made in accordance to Hashem's will. Everything in the world is in accordance to Hashem's will. In Lashon HaKodesh, objects are called chefetz, from the word desire. Desired by whom? Not by people, because there's also a concept called chefetz chashud, which is a bomb that could explode. People are not interested in that. Everything's in the world because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to be in the world. Obviously, women are included. So what is the chiddush that she's saying in her bracha every morning, She'asani Kirtzono? And the Taz goes ahead and says that this is blessing Hashem on her maila, on her virtue. Which virtue is the Taz referring to? That's question number two. Now it says in Korbanis, I'm dealing with the Tzibur of Daf Yomi that learned all the sugyas of Kodshim lately. Pleasant Vax Gimel, Vikibol Chorav Yechatz Vamai, Vikira Kohenes Akola Mizbecho Elo Isha, Reach Nechoach La Hashem. It's a sweet odor to Hashem. Says Rashi, and it's a Rashi that appears in Chumash a few times. What is the Reach Nechoach? What's the sweet pleasure, pleasant odor? Nachas Ruach Lafonai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he smells the korban, he says, I have nachas, joy. She'amayti v'na'asa ritzayni. Now the three words she'amayti v'na'asa ritzayni apparently seem to be saying, I have nachas ruach lefanai, I'm happy that I commanded a mitzvah and my commandment is being fulfilled. And therefore it's like saying nachas ruach lefanai she'tzivisi v'na'asa tzivui. If that's what it really means, so why is the word changed that initially it says she'amayti and then it says ritzayni? It could have said Nachasruach Lafanai She'amayti V'nasa Amari, Nachasruach Lafanai She'ratziti V'nasa Ritzayni. But it says Nachasruach Lafanai She'amayti V'nasa Ritzayni. So obviously Amayti has to be explained in a different way than just I asked or commanded. Let's try to figure out what it is. Furthermore, this pasuk in Vayikra is a korban oila, which is a korban adava. It's not mandatory. So what does it mean, She'amayti, that I commanded you? We're not commanded to bring oil if we don't. It's an adava. But even if you'll go ahead and say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael to bring korbanos, so maybe that could be under the umbrella of She'amayti, but the first time in Chumash that it says Reach Nechoach is by Noach. And back say, after the Mabul, Vayarach Hashem is Reach Nechoach, Vayomo Hashem Libo Lo Stifo Dekalev Adama Bavu HaAdam, etc. Noach for sure was not commanded on Korbanos. And nevertheless it says there, Reach Nechoach. She'amayt. Granted, Rashi over there doesn't say anything. But the Medrash does compare the Reach Nechoach of Noach to the Reach Nechoach of Yisrael. It says in Vayikra Rabba in Bax Vav, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana of Rabbi Chananan, Tarvayu B'Shem Rabbi Azariah Dekfachit Ya'amri. They're comparing the Reach Nechoach of Am Yisrael versus the Reach Nechoach of Noach. Mashal l'melech she'ilo shnei megisim. He had two cooks, two chefs. Bishelo echad tavshil, and one chef made a dish. Ata v'achalo, the king came and ate it. Haya arev lo, and he liked it. V'asa ha'sheni tavshil, the following day the other chef made a dish. V'achalo, and the king ate it. V'arev lo, and he liked it. V'ein ha'meyudin eiz mehem arev lo yoter. we do not know which one did he like more. אלא ממשהו מצווה את השני ואומר לו, כתבשיל הזה תעשה לי, אני יודעים שהשני הרב לא ביועצה. If he told the second chef, you stay on and keep on doing this daily, we understand that he preferred the second dish.